Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am, recorded live at Brisbane during the Brisbane Comedy Festival there at the Powerhouse. You remember when the good old days where we were allowed to go outside and do gigs? This was recorded then. Lucky. Hey, normally this part of the show, I mention gigs that I have coming up. Nah, it's all been cancelled, people. Everything's been cancelled. So if you had tickets to Melbourne or to the Canberra shows that was happening this weekend, unfortunately, due to, you know, just wanting to be safe, they're all cancelled. So refunds, hit up the festivals for your refunds. I'm sure they'll be able to manage something there. I think the festival, Melbourne Comedy Festival, have a donate button if you'd like to donate the your ticket to this, whatever I am. That would be much appreciated. Not expected. It's up to you. If you like, I understand money is tight everywhere. If you need that money, by all means, that is your money. I'm trying to do something later on, though, with some live streaming of the podcast because I'm going to try and put the podcast out somehow. And I'm going to be working with the people at Superdoll Studios to try and live stream some stuff. So if you've ever bought a ticket for a podcast, I will send you an email out on how you can live stream it. I'll have it all up on my socials as well. So if you don't already follow me on Twitter or Instagram or like my page on Facebook. And I'll have info about what might be happening. I'm trying to do them 4:30 on Sundays where I do a podcast like I would if it was during the comedy festival and just live stream it. I'm thinking I might even do a practice run for the Patreon. So if you are not a Patreon subscriber, would like to be, go to patreon.com/dykwia. Massive thanks to everyone who's just come on board in the last couple of days because they understand that, oh, I don't have any income coming in. I've got some mouths to feed. I'm not the only one in this boat, but those people who have reached out and supported the podcast by doing that, massive thank you. At this point, and I'm recording this Monday, I know the episode goes out Thursday, but I'm recording this Monday. I don't know. I might have more information as of Wednesday. At this stage, I don't know. There'll be some other things I'm doing, which I'll keep you updated a bit. But at the minute, learn an instrument, read some books, listen to lots of podcasts. We'll get through this. It's going to be fine. Enjoy this very, very funny episode recorded live at the Powerhouse with Greg Larson, Mel Buttle, Jen Fricker, and Damien Power. It was an absolute delight. There's also no plugs at the end from the guests because there's nothing to plug, so follow them all on social media. They're all very, very funny. That's all I need to say. Take care, people. This is a weird time, isn't it?
To Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and give us a cheer if you came to the show yesterday. Yeah. Give us a cheer if this is the first time you've ever seen the podcast or heard the podcast. Yeah. That's a lot. What made you come? Just the time. You're like, it's 3 o'clock, who cares? We're going to see something. So what I do at the start of every show is I go over the entire internet and I find what people are saying about other Josh Earls or other Josh Earls out there. And this week, I found out. See, on Thursday night, I was a guest on The Project. And so now what happens if you type my name into Google, the people also ask questions are, who is this guy on The Project? And what happened on The Project last night? So that's, after 15 years of working in comedy, it's been great for getting the brand out there. I'm really, really strong. So what I do, I get 4 very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is currently sitting at number 3, according to Google, for most famous Buttles, behind the English priest Frank Buttle and the English charity called Buttle. Can you please welcome, it's bronze medalist, it's Melinda Bundle, everyone!
Hello! Thank you.
Hey, Mel.
Hey, Jill. I can't believe I'm outdone by a priest.
I'm sorry.
I put so much content on Instagram. That is real sad.
And well, he's also the person in, like, responsible for this charity called Buddle.
That's me.
That's you.
That's my company career. Badoom ching, righto.
How you been?
I've been well, Josh.
Been well?
I live in Ipswich. It's going really well. I'm very successful. I've got a mixed breed dog.
Ipswich, is it a good suburb?
Yep. Sort of goes New Farm, Paddington, Barton, Ipswich.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Our next guest shares his name with the general manager of the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Louisiana. Can you please welcome, it's Greg Larson, everyone. Hey, Greg.
Hello. That's a good one.
It is a good one, isn't it?
I love steak.
I knew you'd be happy with sharing your name with a steakhouse owner.
I'm a big meatman. I'm a fan of the meat. Yeah.
And this restaurant was voted best steak in Louisiana.
Well, good. I'm sure Louisiana get into it, boys. I just want to point out, Mel, you live in Ipswich now. I'm from Ipswich. So
I only book the best people. So. Yeah. Our next guest. Look, I couldn't find anyone who shares their name on the internet, but I did find a Benjamin Fricker, they live in France. Can you please welcome, it's comedian Jen Fricker, everyone!
I'm number one, baby! And Benjamin Fricker is my catfishing profile, so...
Oh, sweet. All right, and finally is a man who shares his name with a Tasmanian-born, American-based filmmaker whose film The Killing Ground currently has a 5.8 rating on IMDb. Can you please welcome Damien Power?
That is 100% true. That dude, I get his fan mail, the filmmakers. They're
really?
Always, yeah, people message me really angry. I don't know what the fuck his film is. But people message me going, why did you end it like that? What happened to Julian? And I go, well, he had to die. I don't even know. Like,
because, like, I looked up this film and there's like an essay written about this film on there from just an IMDb user.
Right, that was me.
Who just pans it so much.
Yeah.
And then gives it 6 out of 10.
What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's like so much and then just saying it's trying to be art house. It's not. It's just like a typical horror film, but it's trying to be art house.
And I get the blame.
Yeah.
They message me about it. Why is this so shit? And he probably gets all the fucking comedian people come to my shows going, well, you fucking suck.
So I've got three Queenslanders on the show tonight.
Yeah. It was a Queensland special.
Mm-hmm. So Jen,
I've been to Ipswich.
Yeah.
What made you go to Ipswich?
I think it was a show. I think so. I blocked a lot of it out, honestly. Is there some kind of trampoline thing there?
And we've got everything you could ever dream of. So probably, there's probably going to be a Disneyland opening there soon.
All right, our first game today is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out status from the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote the tweet. Your names are your buzzers. Now, this is all social media. It's not just tweets. I know, Jen, you're off Twitter. You're smart. But yeah, so if you think you know who it is, your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. So our first one is this one. Little bit of flathead plus little bit of tartar sauce.
Mel.
Plus tickle session with the boys equals perfect Saturday.
That's easy.
Yes, Mel.
I believe that is the work of Greg Larson.
That is the work of Greg Larson.
You have me at flathead.
Guilty as charged. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm known to cook up a bit of flathead. I think I've cooked flathead for both of you, actually. Yeah.
It was really good.
And Bean Lee, yeah. That's my dad's recipe.
Because what you do, you floured the fish.
Yeah, flour. I like a light flour. I don't like a thick batter.
Yes.
And I like to pan fry it in butter. You know, a little bit of herbs in the flour, but not too much. You want to really taste the flathead.
Let the hero ingredients sing.
Yeah.
And then the tickle sesh. Talk through the tickle sesh.
Oh, just, I wanted to make the tweet kind of funny.
Yeah.
So I added a funny element to it.
Also, I think I said tartare wrong. Did anyone catch that? Yeah, everyone on. I'm only saying it now so I don't get fucking tweets from people going, you said it wrong. Oh, I got it. Okay, I understand. Question two. Guys, check out my podcast. It's me screaming like a piglet for an hour.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Damien?
No, that's Mel Buttle.
Oh,
hey.
Damn it.
Yeah, a bit of podcast rage.
I actually did think that was one of mine. Yes. Pretty sure I've tweeted that as well. Because it is actually my podcast. Yeah. Every week's a different animal, though.
All right, question three. I'm actually a very cool and chill comedian. If you don't believe me, I'll actually kill you, okay?
Damien.
Yes, Damien.
Jen.
You are correct. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I am. I'm cool. I'm chill.
You're cool?
Yeah.
What's a cool thing you've done today?
Shut up. I don't need to tell you anything. Fuck off. Careful,
she was
man.
Doing
she
lines
doing
of Dexys in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You're a
pretty
fucking
cool.
Narc.
Should have given me some.
Yeah.
Next question. Hey, Hoyts Australia, are you going to relax your policy about having a wank in the movies for screenings of Sonic?
Mel.
If so, you've just sold 100 tickets and 100 choc tops to this unit.
Oh, that's Suey.
Yeah, Mel Butter's saying Greg Larson, you're right, yes.
Fuck, man. It's every. I feel like every time I come on this show, my tweets are always very obvious.
But how's it feel to have a brand?
I could. Wanking and food, that's pretty much it. I still haven't seen Sonic.
I saw it. I took
the
kids.
Is it good?
Yeah, they liked it. Jim Carrey's good in it.
Did you like it?
I never played Sonic as a kid, though, so I didn't have the reference.
You couldn't follow
points.
It?
There's a bit where they put red shoes on. It was meant to be symbolic. I don't know.
Why is Jim Carrey doing that? Like,
he's
so rich and famous, and then he went through that weird phase, right, where he became like a monk. Like, not a monk, but like into meditation and shit, and he's like, yeah, we don't need material possessions, we don't need any of that. I'm going to play the lead dude in Sonic, the Hedgehog.
Dr. Robotnik, or in the American version, Eggman.
Well, no, in this cool. one it's Dr. Yeah. Robotnik,
yeah.
And then he becomes Eggman, where he has no possessions, so he actually does...
Oh, okay, sorry.
Has a diet of mushrooms, and yeah.
Didn't tell everyone to go off his antidepressants? Is that why he did Sonic? Because he was off them for too long?
Wasn't that Tom... Was that Tom Cruise? Remember that?
I think it's all of them now. Maybe it's a big thing.
I like how Charlie Sheen tried to blame his breakdown on he was rubbing like hormone cream too much to try and get jacked, and like it was testosterone cream, and he was meant to only have a little bit, but he was just slathering it like it was like makeup every day, and just that's he said that's what made him go crazy.
Winning.
Yeah. Question five. Royal Commission into why sweet potatoes are on sandwiches.
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Is that Mel Buttle?
You are correct. Yes, point there for Jen. Yeah.
Get them off, we sang us. They're thick. Anything thicker than a centimetre does not go on a sandwich.
Also, do you find the starchiness combined with the starchiness of the bread?
Yes.
Too much. It's too much.
I don't need a bread sandwich.
Yeah. Same.
Greg's awake.
Wait, so not even like a chip sandwich? You wouldn't put chips on bread?
I'll just have chips and gravy, thanks. Then I'll have a sandwich with some meat on it.
How do we feel about the sweet potato chip?
Love it.
Yeah,
you love it?
I like it.
Yeah,
I tolerate
it's good.
It.
Not a fan. Not as good as just a regular white potato chip.
Whoa. Yeah. You know, sweet potatoes are quite big in Māori culture, like kumara. So what you just said is a hate crime.
So
sorry.
You're racist.
And on International Women's Day too. Fuck, bro. Wow.
I'd like to hear Greg's thoughts on the chips.
I hate sweet potato as a root vegetable in general. I don't like it in any context. So it's I don't like a chip. I don't like a mash. I don't like a roast sweet potato. Get out of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
So the white men don't like it. Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool. Whatever. It's fine.
All right. Question six. La La Land is okay. Not enough farts.
Damien.
Yes, Damien.
Greg?
No, that
That's
was
me.
You,
I
you dipshit. Like,
I haven't posted a tweet in about 2 years.
Yeah.
So I forgot. I feel sorry for you, man, every time I do this show because I'm like, dude, I don't post anything on social media.
Fine. Well, it's easy to go back then.
Yeah.
You do quite a good
fake fart, though, Damien. Then that's why I was like, well, this is
I would like to do them, but I feel like that'd be hijacking the show.
Yeah,
but
no,
I can.
Save for the Patreon or whatever.
What do you want to do?
He's good at fake farts.
I'm really good at like, if I got everyone in the room to close their eyes.
All right, let's do that.
And I did a fart noise. You wouldn't be able to tell whether it's real or not.
Yeah. Okay, is this the next category?
Yeah.
We're doing it.
You want to try?
I want to hear it.
Everybody, close your eyes. You all have to close your eyes.
Can I say, this is theatre, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'm holding. What am I holding? Don't look.
Okay. I can see you looking. Stop fucking cheating. Give me a second. I've got to work this out.
Oh, my God.
Because it could be real as well.
While you're doing that...
It could be real. Stop looking, man.
I don't know what I'm holding the microphone to. Oh.
Real or fake? Real or fake? Real or fake? Real or fake? Yeah, that's fucking right.
What is it? Are you a triple Barry nominee?
I do the fake farts in the shows, Mel. They're so realistic. The judges are like, fuck, that is good. No one's doing that.
You're like, please call me Damien. Mr. Methane was my father.
Doesn't even bring his own mic. Anyway. Mr. Bates, don't worry about it.
Question 7. If you're white and don't know how to dance to a song, just clap along. No big movements.
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Jen Fricker?
No, that was you, you dipshit.
Well.
That was from...
How does that feel?
That was from 2016.
Oh, how could I forget?
And I found this because your podcast partner, Patience Greats, retweeted it. And she doesn't tweet much. And so I just found it in hers and went, oh, that's a good one for Mel for today.
Well, I stand by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to be taking up too much space. You just want to stick to your body shape and your body size. And just this. Don't be too brave out there.
We've discussed on another episode, Greg and I, that dancing is not a natural thing.
Yeah.
It's like you wouldn't look at a painting and then go, oh, I better move my body around because I like the colours. Like, it seems weird to me.
Yeah.
Just the idea of dancing.
The idea of dancing seems weird to me. I don't understand it.
Like, I get...
On a rational level.
Like, tapping the beat with your foot or your leg, that's a natural... Mm. Your body is picking up the rhythm. But to do all this kind of movement, that is... Yeah. Look at me, I am... For the listener, I'm doing...
Strange. Such a...
How much fucking body shame do both of you have? Who gives a shit?
Heaps, man. Heaps.
This is the weirdest... That's the weirdest angle I've ever heard on anything. Yeah. Right off an entire article.
Thank you so much.
Question 8. Just figured out my Real Housewives tagline. You might think I'm a joke, but I'll always have the last laugh.
Damien.
Sips wine dramatically. Yes, Damien.
Jen?
Yes, you are correct. I put that for Damien. Yes. Do you watch a lot of the Real Housewives?
A bit. I watch all the really low stakes ones because you have like the AAA franchises. So there's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of New York, where they're uber rich, and so it's like it is nuts. Yeah. But I love watching like Real Housewives of Auckland or Real Housewives of Sydney because you're probably like Real Housewives of Auckland is grim. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, there's a big opening down at the local IGA and Carmella's not letting me walk the red carpet. But then that was the franchise that got cancelled because someone called someone the N-word. So the twists.
Question 9. Can recommend having a Scottish man throw a drink at you for doing a joke about a disabled pedophile.
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
That is Damien Power.
That is Damien Power. Yeah, point that for Mel. Yeah.
What was the bit?
It's about... Yeah.
Do your pedophile no. bit.
All right. I'll do it. I said I'll fucking do it. Settle down. Don't get too big for your boots. Close your eyes. No. Look, the bit is a true story about... Look, I have a bit about a pedophile robot. How I think... a pedophile fighting robot. Relax. And that Elon Musk should get on that and give the solar panels a break and get into... Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's not the point. I have a joke about it. Doing that joke is a true story. Someone heckles during the bit. Pedophile fighting robot, wouldn't that be great? Someone heckles. That'd be terrible. I'm like, why? Are you a pedophile? Like, why the fuck would you care about this hypothetical good robot? Now, I couldn't see because of the lights. I just see this figure. So they heckled. So every joke, I'd start going back to them and sort of attacking them. What do you think about that one, you sex offender? Like, anyway, remember, you asked to hear this. And anyway, so the gig finishes, and there wasn't any weird energy in the room. And the gig finishes, and I go over to the bar, and this woman wheels over a disabled boy in a wheelchair and goes, "This was your pedophile." I hope you're happy. And I was like, no, I'm not. How does he do it? Does he offer him free wheelchair rides? This is what you want. You want this. You fucking asked for it and the farts. Fuck you. You're the problem.
Sorry. And a final question for this round. Advice for women to land a great guy. Feminists will be mad at this, but it's the truth. 1, cosplay as Raddus from The Ferals all the time. 2, always carry a fresh pot of cream in case your man needs a drink of cream.
Mel.
3,
there's more.
3, get good at Beyblades. 4.
So obvious.
4, be spontaneous and creative with poo.
Oh, is that Greg Larson?
Thank you very much.
Wow.
That was actually a quite satirical and really pro-feminist tweet, so I'm an ally here on Women's Day.
It is actually a really good point.
No, but it was off the back of, like, there was a tweet that went viral for the wrong reasons where a guy had said, like, "Listen, ladies, here's how you get a man," and people were angry about it, so I went, "Oh, Greg, social justice warrior, I'm going to get up and make fun of it." And I did, and I think it really said a lot.
And I think it fixed everything. So.
Yeah.
So we're fixed now.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. I just wanted to hear a thank you from the lady.
Thank you so much. Our
thank
sweet
you, Grims.
At the end of the round, the scores are Greg Larson, 0 points. You're getting off the mark there. Oh. Jen Fricker on 1 point. Everyone give up for Damien Power on 2 points, but in the lead on 5 points, it's Mel Buttles.
Yay! I got a lot of time for social media.
All right, this round is called We Are Family. Now, we all have families. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's not so good. And today we're going to meet one person's family in particular. And today, well, we've met him before, but we're going back to meet Mel's dad, Barry Buttle.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, some Barry Buttle fans in the audience. Good. Okay, but what has he done now that makes you wonder, is Barry Buttle a real person? Was it A, Barry found a bag of meth on the side of the road, picked it up and took it home, not to use for himself, but in case he needs to set anyone up for revenge? He's not silly though, so he's buried it off his own property.
As you should.
Was it B, Barry is fully prepared for coronavirus to take us all out, and has stockpiled a room full of canned goods and bottles of water, plus every newspaper crossword since last month, because he said to Mel, "You've got to keep the brain active, otherwise you could end up crazy."
Josh, can I just clarify? It's one of these.
One of these, yeah.
Because this is tough.
It's a clean sweep of all for Barry.
See, he is really into hypnopedia, which is learning while sleeping. Except he hates wearing the headphones, so just blares it from the stereo in the lounge room. When Mel asked if it was working, he said, "I'm not sure, but that could be because I'm very tired at the minute." Now, one of these is true. You have to guess which one is true by asking Mel questions. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong, so she gets your point. Floor is open for questions. Ask away.
How much, when you say you found a bag of meth...
Yes, Greg.
How much meth?
It was like a medium, like not a large, not a small.
Like, are we talking Muggachino or cappuccino?
Like a, like not like a little bag of drugs, but not like the big one, but kind of like that.
Sandwich size?
Sandwich size, maybe.
Sandwich bag full of meth.
That's a lot of fucking meth.
Yeah. If it was a McValue meal, it would be a medium.
What kind of things would he want to learn on hypnopedia?
He's a military guy, right? Mm-hmm. So he's obsessed with safety. Mm-hmm. He wants to learn how to clean his own tank out. He's on tank water. Just anything, really. He gets, like, stuff about veggie gardens, anything. Like, what you should plant to stop possums attacking your veggies. Like, anything and everything, yeah.
So with the doomsday prepping stuff, does he have, like, a bunker thing? Does he have, like, a thing set up?
No, it's not a bunker. It's just his house. So he lives on top of a hill and he's like, I will lock the fucking gate. And no one's covered up. so he's just like, he's kind of been, like, coronavirus has just hyped it up. He's been ready for years.
Right. He's, like, he's a prepper, always been.
He's
right,
always, right. Like, my dad cleans, keeps the bath clean all the time because something about if the electricity goes out or something, he'll fill the bath up with water so he's got access to water that you can drink out of the bath.
Fucking hell, that's convincing, eh? Yeah. That's like, oh my god.
My grandma used to say, if that happens, you can drink out of the top of the toilet.
You can, yeah.
The cistern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless someone's done a poo poo in there.
Yeah, Greg. You looked at Greg.
That's actually, like, a lot of people used to say that that's a party trick you can play. More of a party ruining someone's life trick. But if you take the top off the cistern and shit into it, then for ages, they'll be like, why does it just smell like shit? Like, they'll never know who there's a shit in there.
For those who came yesterday, and I said yesterday's was a very poo-heavy show, every show is a poo-heavy show. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Well, we got a few farts in too.
With your dad stockpiling, is there a lot of, like, cans of, like, that Stag chili?
Well, he's not big into Stag chili. He likes to make his own meals in the slow cooker. So, because he used to be a chef, so he's not going to buy Stag. But he's stocked up on chickpeas, tinned tomatoes, coconut milk. He's got the freezer full, just like a lot of tin stuff, and just some the biggest, like, 6 litre things of water you can buy, in case someone comes and gets his tank water. I assume.
He would never do drugs, eh? No way. Would he ever try the meth? In a weird experiment?
Are you trying to get in on Barry's meth?
I'm just wondering if it's still around. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's been a while since I've seen
him. The last thing Damien needs is meth. Like, you really...
I'm on meth right now.
No, he wouldn't do it. He has the meth because he wants to set someone up. Like, he's like, I might need... Like, if someone wrongs me, I'm going to need to have that to go. Well, Graham, you might want to think about what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, a sandwich size bag though. Yeah. It's just so funny to me.
Do people think they know what they're going to look in?
I think I know, yeah.
Jen?
Yeah, I'm going to go doomsday prep.
You think B, doomsday B. prep? Mm-hmm. Prep.
I also think doomsday prep. I think that's the most.
I think the bag of meth.
You think the bag of meth? I did. Audience, what do you think? Meth? Meth? The correct answer was A, meth. So I'll put that for Damien. Hey, shit. 2 points for Mel.
I didn't want to believe that it was A. That's a horrible one.
Yeah.
And if you're from the police, listen to this. It's fictional. It's not a real story.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is Barry.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That was the bit I left out of the story, knowing that... Yeah, okay, so we'll cut that out, that's fine.
Will you? Don't have to. You don't know which name.
Tweet it, quickly, tweet it.
I've said his full name, it's very easy to find. There's I'm sure your dad's still in the phone book, if there's such a thing.
B-bottle, 328-5-5-5-5.
You're going to have some meth heads going up there trying to dig up the card.
Oh, my God. Well, I'd like to see him get through the gate. It's a big hill to walk up.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Greg still on 0 points.
Greg!
Jen Fricker's on 1 point. Yeah. Damien on 3 points now, but in the lead even further on 7 points, it's Mel Butto.
Thank you.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If it's a lie, you say nah. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, the person with the fact may or may not be about, they get the point. So ask as many questions you want, because they want you to get it wrong. Okay, so to Mel. Now, when Jen was in grade 6, one of her fondest memories of that time is when a boy in her class, who was an absolute nightmare, screamed at the teacher who was telling him off, "Fuck off, Mum!" At first, everyone was like, "Oh my God, he swore," and then they all started laughing because he called the teacher Mum.
So you attended school, did you, Jen?
Not to brag, but yes.
What school was this at?
McDonald College.
In year 6? No, they go down. What year do they start at there?
They start at year 3 there.
Do they?
Yeah. It was Nikki Webster's school as well. Was the big... A woman in the audience just gasped.
Yeah. They loved her.
Yeah.
Big Nikki heads, web fans.
But she'd be a lot older than you. Was it like?
Yeah, she was in year 12 when I was in year 6.
So she would have done the Sydney Olympics by then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was part of the big portfolio thing they sold to my parents. I mean, they didn't sell the portfolio. The portfolio was used to sell them to me. Anyway, I didn't pass year 6.
So this boy, what was his full name, please?
I don't remember his full name, but his first name was Brendan.
Brendan.
And we used to call him Depresso Espresso. Because he always was in love with some girl. He didn't like him.
Is Brendan doing open mic comedy now?
He's actually fine now, I think. I don't know. I get Facebook status from him. He's got a kid and a mortgage. So.
Yep, Facebook friends with Brendan.
Brendan, I don't know his last name. Do you memorise everyone's last name on Facebook? Okay.
Yes, in year 6, Paul Blyton smashed my pencil carry. I've never forgiven him. Yeah.
I reckon there's something in that primary school kids you knew, like, the full names.
Yeah,
like,
Mark Riley.
Kynan Mole, Nick Bartlett, Jason Denny.
Yeah.
Got them all. Billy Good.
Joanne Arnott. no relation. Jin.
Yes.
I think it's a lie.
Oof. You are correct. It is a lie.
There was a kid called Depresso Espresso, though. Yeah. Mm.
Is he doing all right now?
He's like a care. He's like an aid worker in Samoa. So he's doing fine, I guess.
Good.
I thought you were just going to say, nah, he's dead.
All right, to Jen. Now, Greg once had a job where he had to pretend to be a horny woman on Yahoo Messenger and convince men by dirty talking to them to sign up to a cam girl service.
I don't want to ask any questions. Yes. Yes.
Please do.
Okay. When were you working this job?
It was around the year of 2003, 2004, 2005. I can't remember the exact sort of period, but it was around that time.
And so what was the service? A cam girl service?
Yeah, it was a cam girl service. I basically went to a job interview where it literally just said, you need to be, you know about chat rooms, and you need to be able to type like 50 words per minute, and that was it. And I went, yeah, I guess. And I went, and it was like, so there's a website where you can sign up to look at naked ladies, and I would have to pretend to be one of those naked ladies and tell people, oh, I'm so horny, like come on, here's the link. And if they used my link, then they would get I would get $25.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not bad. How would other people go? Sorry, get.
No, you can ask.
Yeah. What is this link?
Do you still have access to that link?
No, the business dried up. It was like, it was kind of, because people wised onto it. And also Yahoo chat rooms changed, because at the time you could just have any kind of chat room, like sex chat and all kinds of stuff. And then they started being moderated, so you couldn't.
The man got involved. Did you have like a script or did you just impro?
There was a little bit of a script, but it was mostly just impro.
Yeah, right.
And often you would have to, like, I remember my boss telling me, like, if a guy says, oh, do you want to see my webcam? I normally would just go, oh, no. And then she goes, no, look at their webcam, because then you can see if they're pulling out their credit card. And then I pulled up a webcam of this guy and he was coming. And my boss, she literally just went, oh, he's already come. Don't worry, forget him. Move on.
Awesome.
I'm going to stick with my gut and say yeah.
You are correct. It was a true story. Oh, yeah, point for Jen.
It was, honestly, it was one of the best jobs I ever had. But one of the things that I remember, I wasted about an hour of my time once because I accidentally went into like a neo-Nazi chat room on Yahoo chat. And then I was there, I can't remember what my name was, like Sex Kitten or something, and I'd like sort of gone in like any horny guys, and then I realised it was and then like an hour later I'm going, fucking Nazis, fuck you, man, like you don't know what you're talking about, you have no idea. And I was like talking about the White Australia policy, and then I was like, what am I doing? I'm working in a porno place.
Yeah. Those Nazis were talking about how much they hate sweet potato and stuff. Yeah. How long were you at the job for?
About like 6 months or so. It was really like a flash in the pan kind of business, because then it like sort of petered out kind of thing, and yeah, it was fun when it lasted. I bought a Nintendo GameCube with the money I made. So. Thank you very much.
All right, to Greg. Now, when Damien was recently in Perth, he was walking through Northbridge late at night when he saw a guy hunched over a gutter, and the guy looked dead. Mm-hmm. Damien approached him to check and gently just touched the guy's shoulder. The guy woke up in a panic and shat his pants. He then started yelling at Damien, "Look what you made me do!" And Damien responded, "Nah, that's on you," and walked away.
Perth is fucked, man. Honestly, it's
so. Yeah, there's no question that that could have easily happened in Perth.
In Northridge.
There's no question that that's a very realistic scenario. But my question is, when he shat his pants, was there an audible, like, how did you know he shat his pants? Was it like,
there was an audible noise and there was a stain. It was like, it stunk. So it fucking reeked.
But when he said, "Look what you made me do," did he actually sort of...
No, he went... He didn't say, "Well, it made me do." He goes, "Oh," like he was on his stomach and then he rolled up and he goes, "Oh, I've shit myself," like that. And there was like a brown mark down his leg. And I was like, "Fuck that, man." And that's when I left.
Side note though, if I'd shit my pants, I would just lie in the gutter and pretend to be dead.
Yeah.
And then trick someone to be like, "You did this." Not me. I wasn't here for 45 minutes.
It probably wasn't even the most disturbing thing that happened on that trip, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like going down that main drag in Perth, it's fucking the apocalypse.
Mm. Yeah.
Honestly, it is like...
Is it worse than Fortitude Valley, would you say?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. It's like Fortitude Valley.
Really.
How long were you
very
in
firm
Perth?
Yeses in...
Mm. How long were you in Perth? I started comedy in Perth because I was like, it's not where I live, I don't give a fuck. And I was terrible when I started. But yeah, I was there for like, I don't know, 4 years. It is rough.
Oh, it's rough as, yeah.
So, look, when did this happen? How long ago did this happen?
This is in the Perth Fringe, gone. I was there for 2 weeks.
All right, so I 100% believe that this could have happened, but I don't think that it happened to you because I reckon you would have texted me straight away.
So I would have been filming, live streamed to Greg. Look at this man's fucking...
You would have sent me a video. You would have sent me a video. So I'm going to say nah.
So Greg's saying nah. The correct answer is nah. You're right. Yes. Point there for Greg. Off the board.
Something sort of similar did actually happen where I came out, like, because that, you know, the main... I don't know if people have been to Perth, but that main strip on a Saturday night is fucking... I step out of a gig to walk to another one. I'm on the footpath. A dude rolls off the road... up onto the footpath, just going, "Wow, wow, 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 wow," and he's rolling, and two cops are following him with rubber gloves, like a ball, rolling. Oh, and he's going, "Wow, wow, wow," like that, and I step over him like this, and then he just stops and looks up at the cops and goes, "I'm fucking tripping, man." And they go, "We know, mate, we know." And then they just put him in a truck.
Place they've got those people in orange vests as well on like Friday, Saturday nights, like volunteers, as if the police...
They need all the help they can get.
Yeah, well, they the cops are like, "Fuck this." And so now they've just got a civilian peacekeeping force. Vigilantes, I think that's called.
Yeah. All right, to Damien. Now, many years ago, Mel was writing for a kids' sketch show on ABC Three.
Yes, I was.
In one script, just as a placeholder... Mel wrote the line, "Half a cunt of full dairy fuck." Forgot about it, sent the script through, and then received an email from the head writer insisting to Mel she needs to keep her sketches PG.
Holy fuck. Okay. You did actually write on a kids' show,
yes,
didn't
did
you?
Yes, I
did.
Yeah, you're skidding me. It was on ABC Three.
And when
Someone
was this?
Someone say that's a cool show. How there many, you go, got some
how
fans.
Years, how many years ago was this?
I was still with Dirty Work comedy, so still that real early days.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 2010.
I can swear that we even talked about that joke. Okay, so what was the reaction of the producer or whatever when they received it?
They just emailed me and CC'd Erin, my agent at Token, much better agency these days. And they were just like, "Hey, usually great stuff from Mel, but however, just tell her just this is the demographic for this is like 8 to 14."
But wait a minute, you're with Dirty Work.
Es.
Yeah, so not... Oh, yeah, but there was an Erin at Dirty Work.
Yes.
Oh, right, sorry, same, okay. Fuck, this is... I know that there's a lot of truth to this, but I don't know if that bit, the actual... I'm going to say no, it's not true.
You are correct, it was not true. Yeah, it's point there for Damien, yeah.
fuck. There's nowhere in it, dirty work. I fucked that up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have had you back though, Mel, if you said no. There was.
There was.
Said,
yeah. Yeah, no, she was new. Yeah.
All right. At the end of that round, the scores are Greg Larson on 1 point. Go for Greg.
Yes.
Yay. Go, Greg.
Jen on 2 points.
Yay.
Damien on 4 points. And still the lead on 8 points. It's Mel Butto.
Thank you.
All right, this is our final round for the entire Brisbane Comedy Festival run I'm doing. So
okay.
Here we go.
Let's take it seriously.
Yeah, take it seriously.
Is it any way possible for me to win at this point?
Yeah, there's 10 questions and you're 7 points behind.
All right.
Okay. So pull your socks up, smarten up, pay attention.
But you can't vote. Anyway, so this round is called Who Who. Who Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you four.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Yeah. Here we go. First question. What was that?
Don't even know their own ones.
Yeah, we'll be fine. There we go.
That's true. It's going to be very difficult.
A lot of question.
Drug use, yeah. Sorry.
Question one. Who recently crouched behind an aisle of shoes in a shop because they saw a stranger wearing the same top as them and they didn't want to have a conversation about it?
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Greg?
You are correct. Yes, it is Greg, yes.
That was me. It was a Hawaiian shirt, not unlike the one I'm wearing now, but a different one from Johnny Big. And I saw the guy wearing the exact same thing, and he seemed really smiley and kind of like, hey. And I just didn't want to get into this like same shirt. Oh. And so I just sort of get behind some shoes and just sort of sat there for a minute and just waited until he left. Is that okay? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Like, are you allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Is it? That's not that weird, is it? It's not. It's fine.
No, it's,
like, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Look at me, man. I'll tell you.
Question two. Who in year 11 dressed up as exactly as their assistant principal and just walked around the school until the assistant principal saw them?
Damien.
Yes, Damien.
Mel?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point of Damien, yeah.
Yes.
What was the costume like? What did you wear?
Well, I happen to notice that Mrs. Brenner was wearing a purple skirt and jacket suit with a floral blouse that day, and I saw that pretty much exact costume in the drama cupboard, so I was like, And I did a bit of, you know, theatre and action in the community. And I just walked around school in her outfit until she found me. She was like, yes, it does look like me. Go and take it off. I am speaking at that school this Friday about success, so...
Yep. Question three. Who has a scar on their body due to trying to make a bong?
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Damien.
That was an easy one. That was an easy one. I started smoking pot when I was 13 and I'm fine, but... I remember looking out the window of my bedroom of the family house and seeing my dad with the family hose was so short from me making bongs out of it that I never forget watching dad going, the fuck, I used to go to the fucking fence.
I just want to point out for the listeners at home as well, every time Damien tells a story, he stands up and takes the middle of the stage
and
it becomes a stand-up show.
Yeah, I love it.
Old habits die hard.
So how did you get a scar then?
I was cutting up a hose and a tap. Get the centre stage. Cutting up a hose at the tap, and then I headbutted the wheelie bin coming up from the tap, and I got a scar here from making a bong, but... Other than that, life was good, you know.
Damien's from Toowoomba.
You told me another. Yeah. You told me another pot story, which is not coming up, but we've got time.
Well, there's a few, but I think the one you're talking about is my dad and my parents found the weed plants. Fucking my brothers just. Once I started growing weed, my brothers would just go and fucking check on the weed all the time. Like real obvious, like yeah, it's down.
Out he goes.
Just like. Just let me do it. It makes me feel comfortable. Okay? We've all got something, haven't we, mate? And anyway, so they called Dad, comes in the room, and he's like, well, you know, he found my bong as well, and he was like, what's this? And I said, it's a bong. He goes, a bomb. What are you going to blow up? And I was like, no, you smoked through it. He was like laughing at you. Anyway, they found all the stuff. So I panicked. I had plants I hadn't found, right? So I panicked. This is fucking teenage thinking for you. I cut up all the plants and squished them into an ice cream container and buried it, thinking it would make the weed stronger. Like it would ferment it or something. It just turned to fucking slush. Like just slush, like wet slush. And, you know, obviously we still smoked it. You had to scoop it out and put it on a plate and dry it in a microwave for it to become hard to smoke. This is how desperate we were. And I remember going to this deal, Trevor, on the fucking corner, and I gave him a kind of, like, yeah, man, this is the shit that I buried. And, of course, he was like, yeah, totally, man, we'll smoke it anyway. It'll be rad. And he smoked it. I remember he went, tastes like dirt.
You smoked compost is what happened.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Next question. Who here believes that nonnas are overrated or actually worse than Trump?
What?
Nonnas are overrated and worse than Trump.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
That sounds like something I might say, but I think it was Mel.
No, it was you. Yes, it was you.
Wait, I don't think I said... No, how many nonna tweets have I made?
It was, man. This was a whole thread. You were like... Oh. Nonnas, like, so you got a point off, sorry. I'm just going to take your point off. But like, oh. It was like, because you were saying you once saw a nonna just take something out of someone's shopping trolley as they were shopping, and someone just like get a, like her umbrella and pull a branch down from someone's yard.
Where I live in Melbourne, there's olive trees. There's like public olive trees around, and like you're allowed to like take olives without taking the piss. Like, and you're not allowed to have a commercial operation. But these nonnas, I swear, have a commercial operation. So they have utes. They're climbing up ladders. They've got all kinds of. I saw a nonna literally grab a saw and just destroy a whole olive tree. She just went, I'm going to wreck it for everyone so I can get all the olives. And she just took the whole tree and put it in her car and drove off. And I was like, why are they getting away with this? It's crazy. It's just crazy. It's just, they take stuff from your yard. I got a fruit tree. They lean over into the yard and take fruit off my tree. It's like, man, give us a break.
I guess that is worse than Trump.
Yeah.
I get it.
Trump's never stolen a lemon from me, man. That's all I'm saying.
Question 5. Whose dad once stapled a chucks to his hand and yelled at this person to remove it for him?
Jen?
Yes, Jen.
Is it Mel?
Yes, you are right, yes.
Yes. Yeah, Barry goes, he did it in the shed and he comes in, so I was like, pull that off, pull that staple off, pull it off. I was like, oh, I don't really want to pull a staple out of your hand. He goes, this is why women should not be on the front line. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not the one with the fucking dishcloth stapled in my hand, dickhead. He pulled it out himself and then never mentioned it again.
Question 6. Who here was in an a cappella folk trio and a tango quartet?
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Was it Jen Fricker?
You are correct. Yes, it was.
Yes. Yeah. See, no, like, you guys have your bongs and stuff in Queensland. And in New South Wales, we have our a cappella folk trios and tango quartets.
Did these groups have names?
The a cappella trio was called Me, Me, Me. It was a bit of fun wordplay, you see. I can't remember what the tango quartet was called. But I do remember that our, like, tango teacher would... not whore us out, essentially, but...
The story takes a turn.
I went to a lot of evenings at the Argentinian embassy that I'm like, I'm pretty sure, like, I'm 14 and not meant to be here. Yeah. Anyway, look forward to that popping up in therapy in 10 years.
In Me, 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 was there, like, a Beyonce of the group, a Kelly, the other one?
I mean, you know...
You're the Beyonce?
I was the Beyonce.
Of course,
yeah. We got into an onstage fight and broke up. At the St. Albans Folk Festival, because I was doing some chats, doing some banter, you know, because I was kind of the lead of the trio. Yeah. And then Ivan started getting jealous and then started cracking jokes and were bombing. And then she started getting mad at the audience, which is what you should do, obviously, when you bomb. Yeah. It's their fault. And she was like, we're too good to be here anyway, and stormed off. It's just so funny because it's just something our parents made us do while they got drunk downstairs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, go have fun with your friends. We're going to just have 8 bottles of white wine.
Next question. Who here was in a screamo band?
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Greg Larson.
No, it was actually Jen Fricker was in a screamo band. So
yeah,
I pulled off
a lot of spare time.
Yeah. But you were in also in a band. But
I was in a few bands.
But you wouldn't classify them screamo.
What kind of bands were you in? More like tech death metal.
Yeah.
I was in a couple of metal bands and a punk band. I was in a few bands. I was in a jazzy blues band. I was in a ska band for a brief period. Called
I fucking knew you'd be in a ska band.
I was
looking at this and I was like, this guy is a rude boy.
Now, can we say, was it shorts and chain wallet?
I did have a chain wallet.
Pork pie hat?
When I was like a kid, I had a pork pie hat.
But in ska band?
No. I was kind of like still goth at that stage. Yeah. And I felt like I didn't belong. And the band was called the Brisbane City All Scars.
Nice.
Thank you.
Fans in the house today.
But here's the crazy thing. I was in it. I was only in it for a very brief period. And then I quit because I was like, ska music sucks. And I'm not having a fun time. And then when I, like, after I quit, they did a gig, and they actually did a gig with Madness.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And the sax player from, and I was a sax player at the time, and the sax player from Madness got up and played and jammed with them. And I was like, fuck, I could have played with Madness. But I quit the Brisbane City All-Scars. One of my biggest regrets.
But if you were in the band, he would have taken your role.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Played
but no, but we could have jammed together. Like we could have.
You could have skanked to the beat.
Yeah.
Speaking of saxophone, James Valentine was having a go at me on Twitter this week.
Really?
Do you remember James Valentine from the Afternoon Show, the sax player? Because I was bagging out, my kids have to learn recorder at school, and I was like going, oh, this is not going to be a fun time for us. Mm. And he was like, oh, no, it's a great instrument, and you should, like, you know, I'm like, oh, mate, come on. Yeah, like,
what a nerd. What a fucking nerd.
Let's Block all him. Fucking buy some flights to Sydney and go bully him.
Yeah, bully, hit him with that. The recorder.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was your screamo band, Jim?
Oh, what, sorry?
What was your screamo band?
It's called Alter.
Oh, still in it?
Alter. And we recorded two songs. One of them got 1,000 plays on MySpace. And we recorded it in an old ice cream factory that I'm pretty sure had a lot of asbestos in it. Didn't feel safe.
Were you the screamer in the screamo band?
Yeah, I can't do it anymore, though, unfortunately. Yeah. But
sorry,
I used to do the full,
like... What is screamo?
You know those bands and they're like... I can't even do it anymore.
The easy way is like emo, but with more screaming.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Like that. Death metal sort of sound.
Yeah, but more screamers, you're normally like, whereas death metal's like...
I've never heard that played anywhere ever.
We don't know about that.
Sounds like
well,
the
they
worst.
All died out from asbestos. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was an ice cream band. I was like, oh, yes, I love ice cream. Then she's talking about ice cream factory. I was like, yep. You're right, butts. Just sit quietly.
Next question. Who didn't get a job because in the pitch, the person they were partners with said to the prospective buyers that they didn't know what they were doing?
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Damien Power.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, the point there for Mel. Yeah.
He does not remember this.
Yeah, I don't know. Your IT, like, I was trying to word it so Greg didn't know it straight away.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking comedy. Yeah, IT, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were working on software over... in America, and it was like this fragile deal, and they were using it and stuff. And my business partner just sent him an email going, "You guys don't know what the fuck you're doing. You guys don't have any fucking clue, do you? You fucking Americans," and just ripped into them. And then these are our clients we're trying to sell the software to. And they emailed back and just said, "Nice email." And I said, "That's they emailed that back." And he went, "Yeah, they probably mean it." Like he actually thought it was. It's like, yeah,
what
no,
set him off?
He just thought that he, like, knew, like, what was best for them.
Oh, wow.
So the Americans don't get it. It was fucking disaster.
He just read the game. He was trying to neg them. Like,
oh, man, it was insane.
All right, question 9. Who here was in a car with me one night when we thought we had hit a cat, but it turned out to be a possum, which we both thought was sad, but not as sad as if we hit a cat?
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Greg?
No, that was Mel Buttle.
Oh,
yeah,
plenty more where that came from. Yep. Yeah, I'm a bad driver, actually.
So you did hit a possum.
We hit a possum. It ran out in front.
Yes.
And you couldn't have stopped.
Couldn't have.
Like, it would have been day. There was like...
You guys didn't really rehearse this story, did you? Yeah. Definitely a possum.
There was a car behind, very close. Mel couldn't have stopped, but we thought it was a cat to start with, and then we looked back.
It was a child.
It's only
wasn't
a possum.
It was a child. Yeah.
It was a possum. But we were,
was it wearing
like,
pants?
Yeah. Did it scream? No! No! It was suicidal, if anything. Yeah, I've hit a pedestrian as well, so that possum got off lightly. Not on purpose. Oh, judgment coming from a room. I'm on my third car since October last year. Whatever.
Interesting.
And our final question for the game, who here auditioned for Cirque du Soleil?
Fucking Greg. Hell.
Yes, Greg.
I reckon Jen.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, it was Jen. Point for Greg, yes.
Yeah, don't clap that. That's fine.
I think they're clapping that Greg got it right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, boy.
What happened? Did you obviously didn't get it?
Obviously, otherwise I'd be like in some kind of Montreal sex dungeon right now.
Instead of this upstairs sex dungeon.
Sex dungeon. I auditioned for Alegria, and I had to speak French and do cartwheels and stuff. And I got to the first callback, but I couldn't do anything other than a cartwheel. And I was like, I don't have time to learn how to do a flip. I'm not going to flip for this audition. They'll take me as I am.
I like the idea that Cirque du Soleil would have someone just doing like cartwheels, and not even that many, like one or two, and then stop for a bit.
Just get puffed out. I'd be like, can I go home, please, Misa?
So, was it to play in the band? Is that what it was for?
It was like a child performer. So, like, I'd run out and be like, oh, mister, monsieur, oh, hello. Cartwheel. Look magical in the eyes. Alegria. It means life.
Nikki Webster really did a number on you, didn't she?
I'm realising more and more how much my life has modelled hers. I've modelled my life on hers, yeah. Yeah, everything's good.
At the end of the game, the scores are Greg Larson on 2 points.
Yes!
Thank you.
Jen Fricker on 3 points. Damien Power on 5 points, but our winner on 9 points is Melinda Butter. Doing it for Ipswich.
Thank you.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.